This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Less than 24 hours after the United States signed a landmark agreement with the Afghan Taliban in Doha, its implementation has already hit its first snag. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced in Kabul on Sunday that his government has made no commitment to release thousands of Taliban prisoners, which is a precondition of the deal. The U.S. Taliban deal sealed on Saturday requires Afghan parties to the conflict to open direct negotiations on or around March 10th to agree on a nationwide permanent ceasefire and future power sharing. However, some of the steps required to be taken in the run-up to the dialogue include the release of up to 5,000 Taliban prisoners from Afghan jails and of 1,000 government security forces who were held by the insurgents. The Taliban have so far refused to acknowledge the Ghani administration as a legitimate government or to engage with it directly. As far as they're concerned, they say they have settled the prisoner release issues with Americans. The campaign of Pete Buttigieg announced Sunday evening is that he is dropping out of the Democratic presidential race after disappointing fourth-place finish in Saturday's South Carolina primary, in which he won no delegates at all. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden, the easy winner in South Carolina, faces an immediate new challenge from U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders in this week's Super Tuesday, when 14 states hold primaries with more than 33% of the delegates up for grabs. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge on Sunday ruled that Ken Cuccinelli, acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, was unlawfully selected as acting director. U.S. District Judge Randolph Moss said Cuccinelli was not legally the first assistant to the director under the Federal Vacancies Reform Act and could not be named acting director. According to court documents, on June 1st of 2019, Lee Francis Cisna, the then Senate confirmed director of USCIS, resigned. And according to FVRA, his first assistant, then deputy director Mark Cummins, was expected to automatically assume the posting of acting director. Despite the coronavirus outbreak, North Korea found time to conduct ballistic missile testing on Monday. Now that the U.S. has confirmed the first death from coronavirus, the Trump administration is working to assure that Americans that everything's under control. Meanwhile, Italy Sunday reported a 50% jump in the number of new coronavirus cases in just one day, with at least 11 villages and towns in the north sealed off completely. Italy is the hardest hit European country. And again, less than 24 hours after the United States signed a landmark agreement with the Afghan Taliban in Doha, its implementation hit its first snag, with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announcing in Kabul that his government has made no commitment to release thousands of Taliban prisoners. This was a precondition to start the talks between Taliban and other Afghan factions. The U.S. Taliban deal sealed on Saturday does require Afghan parties to the conflict to open a direct negotiation on or around March 10th to agree on a nationwide permanent ceasefire and future power sharing. Some of the steps required to be taken in the run-up to the dialogue include the release of up to 5,000 security forces. The campaign of Pete Buttigieg has announced Sunday that he is dropping out of the Democratic presidential race after disappointing fourth-place finish in Saturday's South Carolina primary, in which he won no delegates. Former Vice President Joe Biden was the easy winner in South Carolina. He has a new challenge with U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders in this week's Super Tuesday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.